Barbados records its fourth COVID-19 death for the month. The central bank slashes its projections for economic recovery this year. The business community makes it clear they do not agree with another lockdown but promises to comply. Support for the measures from opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley and DLP leader Verla de Pisa. And 13 people displaced as two separate fires damage or destroys homes in St. James. Good evening, I'm Keith Goddard. The details to the news just ahead.
The Evening Edition, brought to you with the best wishes of Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services, and home of Hyundai vehicles.
Luxury comes in many forms, but none surpasses that of the fully equipped, powerful, incredibly stylish, family-sized Hyundai Tucson from Courtesy Garage Limited. Whether you're a professional who is always on the go, a parent who transports your kids and their friends to and from school, or just someone who is looking for a full-sized SUV with all of the trimmings, the Hyundai Tucson is the vehicle for you. Every ride is made comfortable by the Tucson's selectable drive modes, electronic stability control, electric lumbar support, which comes standard with a 1.6 turbo engine. Also, enjoy the fully loaded technology package, including Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and Bluetooth connectivity, wireless charging, rear parking assist, and dynamic guideline camera. So, if you're ready for the unbeatable package of luxury, style, and comfort, give us a call at 431-4100 or visit www.hyundaibarbados.com for more information and to book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage, legendary service, legendary performance.
COVID-19 deaths in Barbados now stand at 11. This after a 51-year-old woman passed away yesterday, the fourth COVID-related death this month.
A statement from the Ministry of Health noted that the woman had an underlying illness. The ministry also reports 60 new COVID-19 cases from 761 tests carried out by the Public Health Laboratory yesterday. Meantime, 22 people recovered and were discharged from isolation. As a result, there are now 353 active cases on the island. The 60 new cases comprise 14 Barbadians and one person of unknown nationality. One of the new cases is someone who was previously sent to the Harrison's Point isolation facility for assessment. There were no new cases at Dodds Prison, so the number there remains at 361, consisting of 102 staff members and 259 male inmates. To date, Barbados has recorded 1,443 confirmed cases of COVID-19 from more than 100,000 tests. Tony Shirokia, Starcom Network News.
The central bank reports that the economy contracted by almost 18% last year as tourism and other aspects of the economy took a big hit from the COVID-19 pandemic. It has also revised downward its forecast for this year, predicting any recovery will be less than 5%, with the outlook remaining uncertain. In his review of Barbados' economic performance for 2020, Central Bank Governor Cleverson Hayes noted it was an especially difficult year for the economy as COVID-19 triggered a global recession and curtailed international travel.
The real economy contracted by almost 18% during 2020. Depressed activity in the tourism sector led to spillover effects on the other sectors, a dampening of consumption, and delayed investment projects. The impact of the downturn amplified economic vulnerabilities while creating opportunities for innovation and entrepreneurship. Secondly, the labor market softened after the lockdown of the economy during the second quarter, the protracted closure of the hotel sector, and the dampening of economic activity.
The central bank governor says the economic outlook for 2021 is now uncertain due to the worsening of COVID-19 infections here and abroad. He states that the reemergence of lockdowns and travel bans globally and the tightening of quarantine requirements for travelers will slow the recovery of global tourism on which Barbados' economy depends heavily.
The economic environment remains fluid, and there is the risk that ongoing uncertainty will diminish the confidence of travelers, continue to dampen other domestic activity, and cause unemployment to remain elevated. The bank has not yet taken into account any potential effects of the recently announced planned domestic shutdown, but it has revised downward its growth forecast from the range of 7 to 10% to below 5%. The forecast is sensitive to the demand for tourism.
That's Central Bank Governor Cleverston Haynes. President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, says she fully supports the lockdown and other measures announced last night to curb the spread of COVID-19. Dr. Williams, who is now a member of the government's health communication team, points out that doctors have been calling for such measures to be put in place.
This is something that we have touted for many, many months as being very important to breaking the cycle of transmission. And we welcome it, and we hope that Barbadians and tourists and everyone in country will understand why this is an essential step, because it is extremely necessary to prevent the community transmission that we're experiencing now from advancing.
Dr. Williams also believes the stricter measures for visitors looking to come to Barbados are very much needed.
We welcome the fact that we are now going to move to testing people on arrival with a rapid test and a minimum five-day period of quarantine, and then followed by a second PCR test. As you would know, David, this is something that we had espoused for a long time.
But Edward Clark, chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, has disclosed that the business community was not in favor of another lockdown. They felt that the solution was to more strictly enforce the protocols, such as wearing face masks.
Too many small businesses have already collapsed. Many have never reopened from the last shutdown. And our fear is that this will continue to hamper and destroy the smaller business sector, especially in Barbados. I don't think a lockdown was necessary, but we will support it. The business sector will support the government in its decision, and we continue to work with government and the officials to try and ensure this virus doesn't spread any further.
Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley and President of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla DePisa, are both in support of the lockdown, although Bishop Atherley disagrees with keeping Barbados' borders open.
The lockdown, in fact, should have come earlier, so I support that. So I support the lockdown. I am glad that supermarkets are remaining open. I do not agree with government's position to keep the airport generally open. My position is, in fact, that I think we should allow only non-discretionary travel into Barbados. But people who are in these circumstances looking to come on vacation, looking to come to get married or to honeymoon, and any kind of discretionary travel should be prohibited.
Mr. Pisa believes the lockdown is very necessary.
Having gone on record consistently since December of 2020 with our recommendations for a reset in relation to both the protocols and the need for a short lockdown, the Democratic Labour Party is relieved that the government has seen the wisdom of moving in that direction. We were not coping well. We truly needed to stop and catch ourselves.
And Starcom Network News asks members of the public about their views on the latest restrictions.
Prime Minister is doing a good job on one hand, but honestly speaking, I think she waited too late to introduce this thing.
What I believe is that this is about 2 weeks late. The beginning of the year, when there was a spike in cases, these measures should have been implemented then.
I think the lockdown is needed because we need to pull back these numbers.
I think this thing should happen just after the bus call. This should happen.
And thus, Barbadians responding to the latest restrictions. Overseas, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today announced it is now illegal for Britons to travel for leisure. Mr. Johnson also stated that British citizens returning from high-risk countries must quarantine in hotels at their own expense.
I want to make clear that under the stay-at-home regulations, it is illegal to leave home to travel abroad for leisure purposes. And we will enforce this at ports, at airports, by asking people why they are leaving and instructing them to return home if they do not have a valid reason to travel.
And back in Barbados, a total of 13 people have been left homeless after two separate blazes in St. James last night damaged or destroyed 6 houses. 3 families comprising 11 people were displaced when the first blaze destroyed 3 adjoining houses and damaged a third at Dublin Road, Western St. James, about 7:45. Meantime, 2 houses were destroyed in a fire about 11:30 p.m. at nearby Upper Carrollton. A shop attached to one of the houses was also destroyed. MP for St. James North, Edmund Higson, says state agencies will provide whatever assistance they can, but he's also appealing to the public to chip in and help the fire victims. A recap of the headlines. Barbados records its fourth COVID-19 death for the month, a 51-year-old female. Barbados Central Bank slashes its projections for economic recovery this year due to local and global setbacks in battling the pandemic. The business community makes it clear they do not agree with having another shutdown, but promises to comply. And support for the measures from opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley and DLP leader Verda de Pisa. In the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good evening.